Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفتى.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. On these sad days of Muharram, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf and I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're interested in a book about these days. A great leader, if obeyed, will lead his people to heroism and prosperity in every way, material and spiritual. In his sermons, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam reminds the Arabs of who they were and how they changed due to the prophethood of Muhammad. Muslims changed immensely, in whatever way you can look at them. However, upon the demise of the Prophet and the attraction of wealth, position, and power, not all remained faithful to the religion. It didn't take too long before one of the greatest tragedies occurred at the hands of Muslims. They slaughtered their own Prophet's grandson, thirsty and with a small army, in the desert of Karbala. They set fire to their tents after defeating Imam Hussein and took his family as prisoners, walking them all the way from Iraq to Syria. And all of that was in support for an imbibing tyrant whose rule was vividly illegitimate, called Yazid ibn Muawiyah. It reminds you of Bani Israel, who slaughtered their own prophets sent by God instead of following them. Yet Zainab, Imam Hussein's sister, made a speech in which a quote from that speech vibrated history and gave power to our hearts, even to this day. When asked about her opinion on Karbala and the things she saw, she said, "I saw nothing but beauty." That might be one of the most beautiful quotes in history. And she's right. Amid the gore, the hostility, the belligerence that the people of Kufa and the soldiers of Yazid demonstrated on that day, Ashura is a story of heroes, champions adamant to the path of God and the true message of Muhammad, the few who were loyal to their lives to God's path. There are too many beautiful stories about Karbala to fit in just one show, but one of the prominent heroes in this event is Imam Hussein's brother, Al-Abbas. Many men feel jealous of their brother if they are very successful. Abbas had a brother who had reached the peak of success, that is, imamate, and was widely popular and revered. Yet jealousy had no effect on him. He was given many offers to abandon Hussein and Ashura, and he rejected all of them. Abbas showed the greatest acts of heroism on Ashura, and his life surely deserves a deep study. We shall introduce a book on Abbas after the break. Stay tuned. You're tuned to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf, and today we are going to introduce a book about Abbas, the brother of Imam Hussein. The book is very simply called Al-Abbas. It comes in 92 pages. It has been published by Ansarian Publications and compiled by Badr Shaheen. Ansarian Publications is one of the most respected publications in Qom, which has dedicated itself to disseminating Islamic knowledge throughout the world into various languages. The chapters of this book include the lineage of Al-Abbas, about Umm al-Banin, his mother, brothers and sisters, his birth and early life, his epithets, personality, Al-Abbas in the Imam's sight, the holy shrine, descendants of Al-Abbas, events, and martyrdom. So to sum up, the book has 10 chapters about the whole lifetime of Al-Abbas, along with factors, matters, and circumstances that contributed to the formation of his personality. There's also a chapter dedicated to the discussion of Al-Abbas's moral standards, personality, and capabilities that qualified him to play the great role he had in the day of Ashura. All right, we will be back in a few moments to read a piece of this book. Actually, I'm going to read two pieces from it, and you can join us in the reading by downloading the book from al-islam.org for free. Stay tuned.
Birth to death, I shall insist that I love you, I shall persist. You are my guide, you are the light, you are my guide, you are the light.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf, and today we are going to read a part of the book Al-Abbas, which you can download from al-islam.org. I just wanted to introduce the honorable mother of Al-Abbas, Umm al-Banin, and then I'm going to go read another part of this book. Umm al-Banin is the glorious mother of Al-Abbas. Her name was Fatima, daughter of Hizam. Historians have referred to her name among names of 11 mothers, each of whom were known for their glory, honor, and good reputation. Her father, too, was one of the most celebrated personalities of the Arabs and was the chief of his people. Historians have also mentioned many names of this great lady's ancestors that were well known for their horsemanship, heroism, and courage. In conclusion, Umm al-Banin belonged to one of the most celebrated families in fields of honor, open-handedness, nobility, courage, and bravery. When Imam Ali lost his wife Fatima, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, he summoned his brother Aqil, who was a well-known genealogist, to ask him to search for a lady who, being a descendant of heroes, would give birth to courageous, immaculate hero, whose mission would be to support his brother al-Husayn in the field of Karbala. Without hesitation, Aqil advised his brother to propose to Umm al-Banin from the tribe of Kilab because her fathers and people had been the foremost among others in fields of heroism and courage. Agreeing to his advice, Imam Ali asked his brother Aqil to go to that lady's father and ask her hand for him. As soon as Aqil mentioned the matter with Amr, Umm al-Banin's father, he welcomed and responded it with pride. Some historians have confirmed that Imam Ali married Umm al-Banin after the death of his first wife Fatima. Others have recorded that Imam Ali had married Imama, daughter of Zainab, daughter of the Prophet, before Umm al-Banin. Alright, let's read a little bit from the personality of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas while we have time. Since it denotes the soundness and perseverance of personality, courage is regarded as the highest characteristic of manhood. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas got his characteristic from his father, who was the ever most courageous. Al-Abbas' maternal uncles, too, were recognized for this attribute among all the Arabs. He was from a perfect world that was full of valor. Fear never entered his mind during battles in which he participated with his father. Unfortunately, that's all the time which I have. You were listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This was Bookshelf, and we introduced the book Al-Abbas. If you missed our program, you can always download an archive and previous shows from our website. Until next week, and a lot of reading. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.